Welcome to the Sisters of Christ podcast. I'm Jeanette Bordeaux, your host. This is the podcast where you can come and have your faith stirred up and be encouraged by sisters like me and other amazing women that we have on the show who share advice and testimonies. Our hope is that you leave here more on fire for Jesus than you were before. Now get ready to be encouraged with today's episode. Hey sis, before we get into today's show, are you a creative who loves all things social media and marketing? If so, I would love to hear from you. We are looking to reach even more women as we continue to grow the podcast every week. We are almost at 10,000 downloads, and I'm so grateful for every single one of you who are faithfully listening every week and the testimonies that are coming from this show. My heart is really that no woman would ever feel alone in her pursuit of God. I have been there. I know what it's like to feel like you have no one to call. And that is really my mission with this podcast, is provide that safe space for women to grow in their relationship with Jesus and find community and women who can support them in their walk with the Lord. So if you are interested in coming alongside us and helping us grow that, I would love to talk to you. You can email me at sistersofchristcommunity@gmail.com. Again, sistersofchristcommunity@gmail.com. You'll find it below in the show notes. Okay, but back to today's episode. Hi, and welcome back to the Sisters of Christ podcast. I'm excited to be back with you, and I really just want to talk about seasons and the seasons of life that we go through, seasons of life that we are in. And before I go into how to discern your season, how to show up to your season, how to clarify what season you're in, I just want to look at Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. This is talking all about the seasons and different times of everything. So I'm just going to read through the New King James Version. I'm sorry. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. And the reason I wanted to read that is because it's so important that we show up appropriately in the season and time that we are in, both corporately, what the Lord is doing on like the grand scale of like what he's doing in the earth, but also I really feel like this is for the more microscopic personal level. I was at Voice of Prophets this year, and or Larry Randolph was one of the speakers, and his sermon literally changed my life, and it was all about the seasons. And one of the things he was saying was Christians don't understand how to discern seasons. A lot of times, you know, because we're excited about, sorry if you guys hear my coffee going, I'm making some coffee and it's probably in the background, but he's talking about the seasons of life and how important it is for us to discern seasons, because, you know, we can't show up to this season the way we showed up last season. God is always maturing and growing us, and he's also doing a new thing. And if we're showing up the same way we did in a previous season, then we never get to see and learn about the attribute of God that he's trying to reveal to us in the new season. For example, you know, there is always a time for harvest. Come on, Jesus is always working on the earth, always saving souls. However, if you had a very heavy evangelist season and then the Lord kind of pulls you out, he's trying to show you new and different things. Maybe he's taking you into a season of intercession and prayer. Maybe he's teaching you how to love and love well. And maybe you're not in a place of leadership. You're not in that place of leading groups like you did before. And you kind of feel this weird disconnect. And, you know, I'm just trying to give like even example from my own seasons, right? But this can apply to anything that you're going through. You're like, my season doesn't look like it did last season. Like, I was doing so much healing in my last season, but now I feel like the Lord is doing something new. Guess what? He is. It says, I will do a new thing. And he is always doing a new thing. So why it's so important for us to discern the season that we're in is because we want to partner with God on what he's doing. For example, one season, one of my past seasons, it was middle of COVID. I think I had talked about this before on the podcast, but I was in a season of healing, of deep healing that the Lord wanted to do in my life. And this season, he told me, he's like, I want you to partner with me on your healing. So God doesn't just come and like, oh, I'm going to do all this stuff in your life. Yes, he does. It's by his strength and his power, but he wants us to also be an active participant. It's not just that he just, you know, does everything and we sit idly by and just like, oh, what happened? Okay, that's cool. No, he actually loves us and he cares for us and he wants that deep, intimate relationship to where he's sharing what's happening. He's sharing the secret things, the things that are going on in the spiritual realm that, you know, our human, physical nature can't discern without the Holy Spirit. So he's saying to me in this season, going back, he was saying, okay, I want you to partner with me on your healing. And then I was like, okay, well, how? And so he's like, okay, I want you to hire, you know, a coach. And so I started working with this Sozo healing person, amazing, a life coach, really. She was really a life coach, but she was trained also in Sozo. So I got Sozo like crazy, basically. But it was the best thing I could have ever done. And so why we need to discern the seasons is so that we can partner with God, what God is doing right now, because he's preparing us for what's to come. He's preparing us for what he has next for us. God knows our story from beginning to end. He wrote it. He's a really good author and finisher of our faith. So he knows what we need in each season. He knows the things that he's preparing for us. And I just, I get a little overwhelmed when I think about this, because I just think about just the goodness of God, just the intentionality of God when we feel like we don't understand or we feel like, God, what's next for me? It's that we always have to go back to the truth of he's a good father and that he's preparing me. So what I want you to walk away with, no matter what season you're facing, is he's preparing me, the truth that he's preparing you. No matter what season you're in, if it's a time to gain or if it's a time to lose, if it's a time to mourn or a time to dance, that he's preparing you. He's preparing me. He's got me in this season. If he is for me, who can be against me? God is for me. God is for me. I want you to start declaring these things over your life so your seasons don't eat you up anymore. So you don't land in a season that God is trying to do amazing things and you end up in confusion because you're trying so hard to make it look like a past season when really in the spiritual realm and even, you know, here, where we are, hello, and on the physical realm, that you're not that same person anymore. You're not going to show up and operate the same. It's called leveling up. You know, everyone's like, level up, level up, level up, and singing the song, and it's really cute and stuff, but it's actually true. We go from glory to glory. And just, I think that's such a deeper meaning. I don't want to minimize that scripture at all. I think, honestly, comparing it to level up is just not even barely, maybe even just looking at the surface, not even scratching it. I think that has such a deep, deep, deep spiritual reality for us that I don't want to minimize. Thank you, Jesus. So how do you discern your season? So one thing the Lord, God really had to help me. Oh my goodness. I was so bad at this. You have no idea. And God really helped me a lot. So much. And I love him for that. His kindness, his goodness, his faithfulness to us. He is not mad at you. He doesn't want you to stay stuck. Okay. He wants you to keep moving forward. So he gives you what you need in the season. And God doesn't bring the bad things, but he turns it for good. Okay. good fathers don't need to bring sickness onto your life to teach you a lesson, but they will use what is happening in your life to turn it around for good. Okay, that's a tangent. So the Lord really had to help me with discerning my seasons. So what he showed me was that just to really take time, and I want you to start doing this as a practice. So I hope you're writing this stuff down, writing down the declarations I'm telling you, writing down the seasons. So really take a time to reflect, maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks. I like to do it really towards the end of the month. Whenever I just feel like, wow, God is doing so much, I want to make sure that I have a conscious awareness of what he's doing so that I partner with him and I show up correctly in my season. If it's a time to mourn, why am I going to dance? You know what I'm saying? Like, we need the seasons. The seasons are important. What we do in the seasons prepares us for the next, and we want to be prepared for what God has for us. Okay. And I just think of that scripture. It's like, no one can, you guys know I can't quote scripture. I got to always look at it. I can in Jesus' name. Come on. Faith. But he's like, you know, we don't understand that the amazing things God has for us is what the scripture says. I'll look it up and I'll link it in the show notes. So God has amazing plans for us that we don't even know, that we don't even, comprehend. So one thing you want to do is take time to reflect on what God has been doing in your life. So here's some examples. It's like, what has God been doing in my life? What has God been speaking to me? So one thing I wrote down was like, what has God been speaking to me? He's been speaking to me about love. He's been speaking to me about, he's really been talking to me about a fellowship and intimacy with the Holy Spirit. He's been talking, you know, write down the things that in your quiet time with the Lord, he's showing you and he's speaking to you. Write down the scriptures that he's leading you to. You'll start to see the patterns and trends and say, oh, wow, God, this is what you're doing. I see clearly now. Sometimes we get so busy. Yes, we may spend that intentional time with the Lord, but we really just need to take a step back sometimes and kind of assess, like, wow, you gave me a dream about this. Any dreams that he's given you, like in the night, reminded you of things in that season, or prophetic words he's given you in that season, or prayers that people have prayed over you, or even just things that, you know what, I was walking down the street, Holy Spirit asked me to pray for someone, and I did, and they got healed. Like, what is the Lord doing in your life? So we can not only recognize it, but that we can celebrate it and have thanksgiving for it and say, God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for that you're doing these amazing things, and ask for more. I think I've talked about that before. I don't remember. But there was at this Bethel people came to our church at Life Center in New York, and we did like a healing conference for a whole day. It was amazing with Arc Healing Rooms. Shout out to Arc Healing Rooms, Claudia and Marcus, go check them out. Learn about healing. It's amazing. So they came, and Chuck Perry, he leads the healing rooms at Bethel. Amazing, joy-filled guy I've ever met in my life. Like, love. I didn't really get to talk to him. I just love him. Like, he taught for the whole day. But he said, we always want to acknowledge what the Lord is doing. When he was specifically talking about healing, it's like, acknowledge what the Lord is doing and thank him for every single breakthrough. Thank him for every single little step. You're praying for someone for healing. They start, you know, they haven't felt movement in their leg for a year, and they start to feel their toes. Praise God. Like, don't get discouraged. So we need to apply that to the things that God is doing in our life. So we acknowledge it, we recognize it, and we just have a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving, because it's so easy to get into the lies of, God's not doing anything in my life. You know, God isn't showing up. Oh, you see someone's testimony of something you've been waiting on a long time. You're like, oh, God, I wish you would do that for me. And he's like, I've just done healed your father. I, you know, got you that dream apartment. I did this. So you know what I mean? And we just want to honor God. Like, do we love him? Do we care? How are we loving God? That's one of the highest commandments. I have it on my screensaver on my phone, so I don't have to Google it right now. It's in Matthew. Jesus replied, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. So it's just like, it also gives us an opportunity to just honor God, you know, honor what he's doing in our lives and not just pass it by as something, you know, the norm, because it can get really normal whenever you are, you know, operating in supernatural and you are, you know, God's just part of your life, period. But we never want to get to that place where we're just like, okay, I'm staying in the same place. Like, I want to really take time to honor what God is doing in my life by taking this time to reflect on what he's doing. And no condemnation about like, how are you loving God? That was not meant to shame you or anything. It's just, hey, this is a great way we can honor the Lord and also get clarity and discernment on what he's doing in our season so we can partner with him in this season. So that's what I want you to do. I just invite you to sit down today and write down, what has the Lord been doing? What is the testimonies from the season? Even if it's the small things, the little things, you know, somebody bought me a coffee. You know how happy that makes me when someone buys me a coffee? I'm like, Jesus, you love me. It's just good. The little things really are so special too, just as much as the big things. So just take time to reflect on your season and take time to commune with the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit, okay, God, I'm so great. You know, after talk to the Lord, you've given him all the stuff, you're like seeing, oh wow. Like, you can even start circling the patterns and trends. Like, wow, you've been waking me up at 4 a.m. to pray. I think you want me to go more into intercession and prayer in this season. And just ask him, like, what season am I in, God? Tell me more about this season. Tell me more about how you want me to pray. How can I show up in this season, God? How can I know you deeper in this season? How can I get to know you deeper in this season? Because it's all about growing in intimacy with the Lord. So I just bless you guys. I hope this podcast bless you. If it did, share it with a friend. And I'd love to hear just like your feedback on, like, if you do, I hope you, I pray that you do, go reflect and discern your season. I'd love to hear from you guys. Send us an email. It's in the show description. And then also hit us up on Instagram at The Sisters of Christ. You can always DM me there. All right. Bless you guys. Love you. See you next week. Hey, sister. Thanks for listening today. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure and share it with a friend or share it to your Instagram story and give us a tag at The Sisters of Christ. Always feel free to DM and reach out for prayer requests or if you just want to chat. All right. Have an awesome day and I'll see you next time.